All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, Sully, this is a grilling holiday weekend. So in the spirit of that, you have a rapid fire regarding weird grilling?
Yeah, Mike, so I read this story yesterday. It's the 9 unusual things that people are grilling this summer.
So I'm down.
Break it down, see what you think about it. Yeah,
break it down? What, am I going to get the whiteboard out?
Well, no, because here's the thing, and I'm just going to preface it by saying this. I think that there are some on here that you might not find unusual and some that you definitely will.
I probably won't find any of it unusual because I've grilled some crazy stuff.
Maybe that's the case, too. All right, so the 9 unusual things people are grilling this summer, starting with rabbit sausage.
Okay.
Pack of two for $19.99.
All right. If it's put into a sausage casing, I don't consider it weird.
Okay.
It's sausage. So, look, man, like for our Polish friends that are out there, blood sausage, right? Like that would be considered weird. It's not my thing, but I don't consider it weird. Anything in sausage form becomes acceptable somehow, approachable somehow. Now, you know, rabbit.
Says rabbit's healthy and lean, has a mild flavor and more protein than beef or chicken.
All right, listen, I'm not telling you I wouldn't give it a spin, but I also wouldn't seek it out.
All right, next. Beef cheek.
Oh, amazing.
So let me just quickly read.
Fabulous.
Beef cheek is a relatively tough cut of meat, so just slapping it down on the grill isn't the greatest plan. Instead, treat beef cheek more like a brisket and slow smoke it.
I'll tell you what you can do with beef cheek, too. Braise it. And turn it into a ragu, like a sauce, and put it over homemade pasta. Unbelievable. It's a lot like short ribs. It's like super, super, it's like beef on steroids.
A beef cheek ravioli.
Yeah, yeah, but you got to do something with it. Yeah. You can't just put it on a grill and go, oh, dinner's served. Yeah. I mean, it's like chewing on jerky.
All right, the third weirdest thing people are grilling this summer. What do you think of smoked alligator and pork sausage? Another sausage example.
Nah,
alligator sausage.
Totally approachable. And in Louisiana, alligator, even Florida in the panhandle. A lot of people fry alligator. It just tastes like chicken. It's not special by any way, shape, or form.
Alligator has a fairly mild taste, often compared to chicken.
Yeah, if you've gone to New Orleans or you've gone anywhere kind of down in the Gulf Coast, it's pretty common, man. You can walk into a Costco and buy a damn bag of gator bits. I mean, that's weird here. And I already said it to you, without getting filthy, because I know what Roberto's going to do. You could put just about anything in a sausage, and it's approachable, and you would give it a try.
Roberto's Mexican sausage, as he famously says.
Mexicans. Yeah.
So this next one, look, maybe people around the country would think this is weird, but here in Michigan, it seems like, especially up north, people do this a lot. Venison burgers.
That's not weird.
Venison burgers. Yep.
Venison is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Pain in the ass to get your hands on it. And I ain't going to go sit in the woods to do it, but venison's delicious. I used to have a buddy. All right. You want a great? I'll tell you something. I hope he's out there tooling around on his pontoon boat right now. But my buddy Dan, and you remember Dan from Tailgate.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, and I mean nobody, prepares and then grills venison better.
Really?
Than my buddy Dan. He used to bring it to Tailgate when available during the fall. This guy is on a little Tailgate Weber grill producing 5-star venison. I'm telling you, unbelievable.
Yeah. Venison's kind of popular. I don't
delicious.
Think that's unusual, but...
Yeah, but that's because we're used to it because we live here.
Yes, I would agree with that. Up next, out of the 9 unusual things to grill this summer, ostrich fillets.
You lost me.
You can get it now.
You did
get a pack of 4 for $120.
Ugh.
Let me just read the quick description.
What?
Ostrich is like a very lean and red meat. So you'd be wise to pair it with a rich sauce, flavorful rub.
Nah, I'm out.
Treat these tender fillets as you would a filet mignon.
I'm out. But Roberto, here's the deal. What he already said is it's lean. That's a bore. Fat is flavor. If I'm putting something on the grill, why are you going to grill a lean piece of meat? It's just going to dry out. And why would you pay $120 for it?
Looks very good.
good.
$120. I'll go get a Wagyu brisket.
It's kind of what
feed,
it looks
I'll
like.
I'll feed 50 people.
It's kind of what it looks like.
What? Brisket?
Yeah. No, that Wagyu looks like this ostrich filet.
Sully told me it's lean, so I ain't got no time for it.
Very lean red meat.
Yeah, I'll pass on that. All right, that's enough out of you.
Right on cue. This is a perfect transition. Up next is a pack of four for $100. Wild boar ribs. Wild boar ribs.
You know,
it says boar meat is quite similar to pork, but a bit darker.
I gotta be honest, it's kind of like sausage. Anything in rib format, it doesn't freak me out. It makes it approachable.
Now, it says it's also leaner, but you should treat these ribs like you would any rack of normal pork ribs.
Yeah. You know, not that you're gonna do it. Tim would do it because Tim has some culinary skills. Roberto could try it. You ever grill a short rib? Oh, that I'm telling you, that's a good one. A couple of get beef short ribs. You got to get them cross cut. Throw those on the grill. Indirect heat to start, medium heat to finish. Because of the fat content, you'll flare up and blow your house up if you don't watch yourself. But yeah, grilled short ribs, nasty.
You know it's a good one. Not on Sully's list. Sasquatch ribs.
Yeah, I don't know where he found this list.
This is from actually Chowhound.com.
All right, go ahead. Let's finish the list.
Yeah, Beyond Meat. That's huge with the Impossible Burgers and stuff.
I'm sorry. It's just not... I have no interest.
Plant-based burger patties. I think the Impossible Burgers are terrible.
The day I can't eat meat, I'll disappear. I'll die. I have no need for that at all. Next.
And lastly...
Impossible
Kind
burger.
Of a, I guess, outside the box one, but not really.
What?
Meatballs.
What?
I likely don't have to explain to you what meatballs are, but cooking them on the grill instead of a frying pan is a good idea for a summer barbecue.
I object.
The fire adds a smoky char and sexy grill marks, too.
I don't need sexy grill marks on meatball. I object, and Roberto, you should be as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a disgrace.
I can't imagine mixing anything that's like has that grill flavor
with sauce.
With sauce.
Nah, that's nasty. Nasty.
Oh, man, that just tasted so good. It tastes so good.
You can lick it.
I'm gonna pass on that. I think the meatballs might be the weirdest one.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the other stuff's a little off color, but it's just, you know, I think people would buy that stuff just to be jerks and be like, oh, look what I'm grilling. The meatballs on a grill, that's an embarrassment.
So the one you for sure wouldn't do is the meatballs or the ostrich meat?
Meatballs. That's preposterous.
Yeah.
Totally preposterous.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.